It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The wildfire burning in Larimer County is now the third largest wildfire in recorded state history. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
The Cameron Peak Fire is now over 124,000 acres. Fire officials ordered mandatory evacuations in areas northeast of the blaze, and the fire has damaged or destroyed more buildings, but it's unclear of how many at this time. Michael Gaynor is with the Buddhist temple Shambhala Mountain Center, which lost two buildings in the fire Saturday.
A lot of my time has just been spent communicating with people and trying to reassure them that we're going to rebuild, we're going to be really responsible and caring to the land.
The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says damage assessments of properties around the fire are ongoing. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Colorado continues to see a surge in people wanting to sign up to be election judges. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Poll workers, also known as election judges, check signatures on ballots, pick up ballots from drop boxes, and run vote centers. These bipartisan teams often include a lot of older people, but this year counties have had more young people interested and more overall than there are slots available. Jefferson County's clerk and recorder says the county got five times as many applicants as needed. Across the country, other states are experiencing a poll worker shortage. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
All of Colorado's colleges and universities will allow students to apply for free one day next month. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
It's the third time all 32 public colleges and universities and several private ones have hosted a free day. Only 56% of Colorado high school seniors go on to a college, university, or certificate program. Angie Piccioni leads the Colorado Department of Education.
Applications to college typically cost around $50. So if you want to apply to four colleges, that's $200. And that's a lot of money.
All application fees will be waived on October 13th. The state's higher education department also hopes students fill out the federal aid application. Colorado students typically leave about $50 million of grant aid on the table. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Baseball season is over for the Colorado Rockies. It ended Sunday with a loss to Arizona. This is the second year in a row that the Rockies will sit out the postseason. This is CPR News.